All right, good evening, American Fork High School, and welcome to the Wasatch Front Invitational in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. My name is Scott Atchison. I'm joining you today from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a professor at the University of Kentucky, and I'm really excited to see your performance. My caption is Music Effect. Obviously, you know what that's all about. I'm trying to take in all the elements and see how they're working together, not just musically, but how music relates to visual and vice versa. So taking a look at how effective we are as an ensemble through the lens of music. Beautiful sound. Flute, very good. It's in a different contrast with the soprano sax. Good for you. I love how we've treated these sounds with the electronics. It's interesting. And obviously we've got great coordination of the color guard and wind choreography behind. It all helps set the mood. Careful pitch as we trade back and forth. I know it's not probably the best range for soprano sax. Yeah, so really well-coordinated moment here. We've got the band covering the whole field, big impact, color guard stretched all over. So that's really well done. I really like how we're finishing this idea here. Yeah, and we hear clearly hear multiple voices in the texture. Those have been sorted out, so good for you. And thank you. I think our first impact, when we're leading into that first note, we can take a look about how we build that anticipation through both the soloist, the ends of their phrase, and then the percussion lead in. It's just a little bit abrupt. Just a little bit of minor timing issues, front to back and side to side. Very, very minor, but noticeable at this level. Yeah, nice trade-off between tigga 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 tigga. Nice. Minor timing issue with the bass drum entrance with the staging on side one to side two. Ooh, nice. Great percussive hit from the full ensemble. And just make sure we're not losing energy towards the end of phrases. Even if we're getting softer and tapering our sound ends of phrases, it still has energy. Really love the riding in the snares. It's appropriate. It's what's happening with the trumpets, and a good mixture from the soprano instrument in the brass and soprano instrument in the battery. All right, great. There's a little bit minor hiccup timing-wise, side one to side two. This performance does impact effect. I think we need to make sure we lighten up here. More dance-like, a little more inflection. Yeah, good. Sort that out and balance that across all the brasses that are playing there. Yeah. Nice job, tubas. I think we're going to be able to cut through the ensemble a little bit more if we lighten up. It's a little bit muddy, and that's impacting our ability to cut through and be heard and be effective. Yeah. Dee-da-dee-da-dee. I think we could crescendo those quarter notes. Yeah. Dum, bum, jump, ga-dum. If it's possible for us to make that... that percussive one in the end just a little bit stronger and leading into it. Dom, bom, zonk, go. Really like the colors here. We can probably have even a little bit more contrast and contour in the front ensemble. and not necessarily all upon the same shapes. We can have contrasting shapes so we can hear the counterpoint of the individual lines interacting with one another. Ah, very interesting how the movie's matching the music right here. Yeah. And obviously great guard support with the soprano saxophone soloist. And then the drill supports this very well. Interesting. Now here, I think we can probably get the bass drums up in the texture a little bit. It's hard to find them. It's a really interesting how we're treating the soprano sax. It's really cool. Yeah, we're building interest here visually. It's matching the music. Let's see if we can continue to hold our attention. I think do-do-do, you can have even more inflection there, brass side one. Finish. Yeah, nice how we got into this battery solo. Yeah, fun ensemble. Obviously, there's still some room to be for cleaning there, but yeah, let's take a look at the volume of the keyboards versus the battery. Where actually the keyboards are pretty strong in relation to the battery. And dare I say, probably the rest of the ensemble. So let's just take a look at this from a balance standpoint. You know, usually you can't hear the keyboards at all, you know, in most ensembles when the battery's playing. In this case, it's upside down a little bit. Tenor trombones, we can crescendo more. Also, let's watch the timing. We'll spread out their way on side one. I know that's difficult. Yeah, really, really cool. Riding in the woodwinds. Let's make sure the battery volume complements that. Yeah, nice job, basses. Good for you. Make sure all these staccato notes still are light and toneful. It's because it's short and staccato doesn't mean it doesn't have resonance and tone. And that's getting a little bit muddy and it's causing us to slow down and causing those timing issues. I mention that because performance does touch effects. Yeah, fanfare. Yeah, it's orchestral sound there, trumpets. Yeah, keep the energy moving forward. Let's keep all the performers engaged. We have some people that are not playing, obviously, towards the end of this production. Keep it up, because the battery is ramming. They're ready to go. Yeah, it's great how we stepped out. Band got louder. Counter motion. Yeah, great. So we have a lot of really well-coordinated moments throughout the production. The issues really right now primarily are just, you know, performance, you know. And as the performance comes up, it's going to become more and more effective. Take a look at that, at the balance with the front ensemble to the battery in the percussion solo. It's pretty overwhelming in relation to the into the battery. A lot of great stuff. We just got the music matches the music. Jessica Slaybaugh. You know, almost. almost all the time. And I'd have to see another run of this before, you know, we could really start to dig in more and more on, you know, some moments where maybe we could be even more coordinated. But, you know, as a first read of it, it's just obviously that, you know, there's been some really thought, a lot of thought put into where things are going to be put and how the color guard complements everything. It's just a really well put together product. But their biggest issues right now are performance-wise, as I'm sure you know. So just keep working on getting all the performers to understand what their roles and responsibilities are and getting equal contribution across the ensemble, especially the moments in between impacts, so that we don't have impact transition, but we just have a series of events that are all interwoven and connected. That's really going to come mainly at this point through performance. And as the performance goes up, the effect numbers will go up, and then you're off to the races, obviously. You know that. You've been doing this for a long time. So, all my comments have been helpful, and I wish you the best of luck.